16th of July this past year, I was at a meeting at Petoskey High School, and I got done with the meeting and I walked over to the stadium because the Petoskey band was having their first on the field walkthrough of their show. A lot of freshmen. You got to teach freshmen how to count. You have to remind sophomores, juniors, and seniors that they, in fact, do know how to count. You got to teach them how to walk and count and stop and walk backwards and count and walk sideways and count. They got to where they could take 16 steps and count to 8 twice by the time I left. Sort of. Sunday the 20th of July, they all loaded up buses at Petoskey High School and went down to the beautiful metropolis of Big Rapids to the campus of Ferris State. Average temperature that week was 98. No clouds. A field that is turf, so it's reflecting the sunlight up into your faces. So it was well over 100 on the field. Sunday night, they got there at 4 o'clock, had pizza for dinner, and were on the field by 6, 9 hours every day the rest of the week. Teaching them how to count, teaching them how to go sideways, the director coming off the hinges because the trumpets weren't doing the trumpet thing and the trombones were going to kill somebody because they were walking too close and not paying attention, and they forgot how to count, and oh my goodness, if you do it that way, everybody's going to laugh at you. And they had like 20 paid people that were doing individual sections that come for just camp. They have 3 directors, and they had 10 chaperones and 140 kids, ranging in age from 13 to 17 or 18. Friday night, the 25th, they did their first full show. Monday, they actually got to music, because they practiced for hours with not even having instruments. They just walked and counted and kicked, and I can't do any of it. First time in probably a decade that they'd gotten to music on the first day. By the end of the week, they'd gotten through the whole show, and that's the first time in a couple generations they've gotten to the whole show in the week of band camp. Show was decent on Friday night, the 25th. Last night, they were in Hastings for their first competition. That's an amazing drive, can I just say? Especially when Garmin tells you to go away that you know is wrong. They went out. The competition started at 2 or 2:30, and the bands played all day. Petoskey was up at 8 o'clock. They were the next to the last band. The last band was East Kent, which has a band of 200-plus kids in it. At the end of the night, they did awards, and in their class, AA, they came in second in flags to a school that never loses in flags. They've got like 30 of them, and they're insanely good. But then, best drum majors, best drum line, best percussion, best musical performance, best marching performance, best band in AA. At the end of the night, the very last award they gave was best in show, and that's starting at 2 o'clock all the way to the last band. It wasn't close. Petoskey won it by a number of points. It wasn't close. It was insane. And I'm not doing this as a proud dad, which I am. I'm not doing it as a guy who's a huge fan of the Petoskey music program, which I am. I'm doing it because July 16th, Wednesday night, those kids couldn't walk in a straight line. They couldn't count. They couldn't stop. Now they're doing this. And I have it on video during the drum solo part, which is a whole minute and a half or 2 minutes of that show, which is like 6 minutes long. Everybody else is just walking like this and doing this and going in crazy different ways and ending up in straight lines like 5 or 7 times throughout the whole thing. It's nuts. Wednesday the 16th of July, there's no way. Kim looked at Sarah last night at the end, and she said, yeah, I saw you guys walking like this. It was really cool. She goes, Mom, we're walking like this. I can't even begin. They got done performing their thing, and the East Kent school was getting ready to go up, and there was an East Kent parent there, and she looked at us, and she said, you guys came to win, huh? Pastor, why in the world are you talking about a high school band competition in church? Glad you asked. Wednesday the 16th of July, they couldn't walk 3 feet with their instruments without bumping into somebody. Last night showed they're among the best bands in the state. And it reminded me, and I was thinking about this on the way home, long ride, it reminded me of our journey with Christ. Because if we don't know Christ, we do this all the time. We fall downstairs. We fall down. We stumble all the time. We got nobody to pick us up. We're trying to do it in our own strength. Ask my wife. There's not a lot I can do in my own strength. But once we accept Christ, that wall becomes evident. We know we should turn there. There's stairs here. We know we should go down them. Christ is walking with us. He is our guide. He is our director. He is our strength. He is our shield. He is our everything. And the day you accept Christ and the day you die, you don't look anything alike. Wednesday the 16th of July, Friday or Saturday the 4th of October, same year, band doesn't look anything alike at all. It is insane what we can do if we allow the Lord to work in us. It is insane. Sarah used to hate the band director back in 6th, 7th grade. Couldn't stand the man. He's her favorite teacher now. Not even close. He's hardcore. Trumpets, you're being idiots. Trumpets, you do that again, and we're going to do it again. You keep doing it wrong because you think you know better than I do. But then he pats him on the back for a long time after that. How many of you know that the Lord looks down at us sometimes and goes, what are you doing? I don't know. Allow Jesus to show you how to do it. Do the work. I don't care if it's 105 degrees in the middle of a football field in the middle of July or 20 degrees below zero, hopefully in January. Yeah, I said hopefully, sorry. Allow the Lord to show you how it's done, and then do it his way. The trumpets have a solo now, and it's really actually kind of cool. You know why? Because they did it the director's way. How many of you know we have a reward? We don't have to do it his way. If he's in our hearts, we can fight him for the rest of our lives. Kind of dumb. But if we do it his way, the rewards we're getting in heaven are going to start coming here. God is good. We are going to do communion now, which means I'm going to have Ethan and Blaze come bopping up here, please and thank you. Sweet. Communion, I think, is a wonderful time for us to recalibrate and make sure our doctrine, which we're going to talk about later this morning, is leading us to discipleship, that right beliefs are causing righteous behavior, and that our love for Jesus Christ drives us in every single thing we do. The Bible calls us to examine ourselves before we take communion, and we do that by remembering and repenting and repeating what the Lord has us to do. Luke 22, verses 19 and 20 records what Jesus actually said at the Last Supper. And the Bible says, "And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And likewise, after they had eaten, he took the cup, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Oh, Father God, Lord, we thank you so much for the memorial that Holy Communion is and that Holy Communion represents. And Father, I'd ask you to help us to remember that this isn't just about grape juice and a cracker. It isn't just something we do once a month. It's a celebration of the true sacrifice that you made for each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.